give God glory in their house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise Him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, cry, tell Him. Sing it for me now. Jesus.
Jesus is real to me.
Too hard for my God to do. Every storm that I face, He's carried me through. When I'm down and out, He lifts me up. I know that He'll be there to help me. To my tears, He helps me to stand. When my broke need a little money, my friends acting funny, He's always right there. He's always gonna help me. No other. I know that He's real.
Hello, welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie. You were just listening to Jeff Wilford and the Volunteer Mass Choir where Jesus is real. And we are here. Oh, my Lord. I have been gone taking care of my health, and I haven't been able to get up and broadcast and do all the many things that I said I was going to do. Sometimes I bite off more than I can chew. But I had to come on today. I had to come on today. Because today is so special. And it is 16 years of gratitude for JHOM. We are 16 years old. And it is our anniversary. And I could not let that pass without pushing my way through and finding whatever I needed to find to get back on the air to celebrate this. You know, in America, we're celebrating Black History Month, and I had to realize, as an African-American woman who founded JHOM, and I am Black History. So, what a celebration. I am also so proud to be able to utilize something that is getting me through every day is the Word of God. I'm a living witness knowing that the hope that it brings when things are not going well. You don't have to be sick like I am. It could be anything that you're going through in the world. anything that you're going through in life, the Word of God brings you hope. The Word of God brings you protection. The Word of God brings you peace. The Word of God is your all in all. That's what they mean by putting the whole armor of God on, is because you're cloaking yourself in something that is going to protect and be there for you. So when I get on and I share the word and I share the music and I share the struggles and I share the, the triumphs, it's all through and for the glory of God, and to show you that Jesus being your Lord and Savior gets you all these things. When you're the weakest, He's the strongest. He doesn't need us to be strong. He needs us to be weak so He can magnify His light within us. What I have been teaching for 16 years is the only way I have survived for 16 years. It is my practice. It is my spiritual practice. My daily grind to get me through the day is hooking up with the Almighty and my Lord and Savior and giving it all to them. And I have been doing that faithfully. I wondered what I was going to do when I was, rendered disabled. Lord, what do you want me to do? And now, as I'm going forward, He wanted me to be me. He wanted me to just experience Him and show you what that means. So if you're going through sickness, if you're going through sickness in the mind, body, spirit, if you're going through financial problems, relationship problems, family problems, emotional, whatever you're going through, God got you. That I have come to realize. Doesn't mean I'm not going to go through anything. It doesn't mean I'm not going to feel it. But I can rejoice knowing that He has had me consistently over and over and over again. So that is what it means by practicing your faith. Going through things. Testing God. Testing the Word. Seeing if it works, knowing where to apply it. Again, I'm going to find some energy. I'm going to find some strength, because we're going to go and press forward and celebrate with gratitude the 16 years that JHOM.org has been in existence. Happy anniversary, JHOM. And thank you to all those supporters and followers over the years, all the people who have donated. We are 501c3 not-for-profit organization. We're just doing this to give people hope, ray of lights out there. The world is dark, and God's light needs to be shined. We're coming from Colossians. Get your Bibles. Grab your Bibles. Colossians 3rd chapter, the 15th to the 17th verse, is what we're coming to for the week. Give you a chance to get your Bible. All right, if you don't have a Bible, you need to go to jhom.org. That's jhom.org. Download our free smartphone app. On that app, there's a full-length Bible. So, you'll have the Word of God at your fingertips, the Word of God in your pocket. And when you're in a situation, look, you pull out the Word of God, you can find the answer. You can find something that's going to let you focus on. And that's what I do. When I go through problems, I'm cycling through emotions and pain is out of control, I find me a Bible verse and I meditate on it. All right. Get your Bibles. Colossians 3rd chapter, 15 to the 17th verse. And I read in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Such as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So thank you, Father, for the 16 years you have bestowed on this ministry, for the blessings and the favor. And we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. And we ask you to continue to bless us for as long as you want us to get on this air and provide something for the people, people. So that is where we're coming from. I want you to reread it, meditate on it. All right? And remember that it's all about light in a dark world. When you feel dark and despair, it's about light in a dark world. Shine your light. If you're in the darkness, get away from the darkness. Get away from the darkness. Always go to the light. If people are dark, leave them alone. If situations are dark, leave it alone. Because guess what? It's not your Father. So why would you want to accept a gift from the devil? I don't think so. Go to Matthew's, the 5th chapter, the 14th to the 15th verse. And it tells you, you are the light of the world. A city that sits on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do the light of a lamp. You don't light a lamp and put it under a basket. You put it on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in your house. Don't be afraid to let your light shine, the light of God shine. Don't be afraid to let it shine, no matter what it costs. So, letting your light shine and doing it with gratitude. Everybody, let's get started with the show. Like I said, I am going to be taking it easy over the next couple of months while the doctors try to figure out and I try to figure out what's going on. It's just too much for me to jump on. But again, so there will not be a Go Deeper video when it comes to this. As you notice, there hasn't been one for a minute. But we're gonna work it all out. The most important thing is that you know what you know what I just said. I want you to meditate and read on it. Teresa and the rest of the team is still ready to serve you. So if you need to talk to someone, just email jhomorg1@gmail.com. It's more than me doing this. So again, we're here. Everybody, it is a celebration here. A celebration of Black excellence, a celebration of just God and his wonderful people. No matter who you are, what nationality, what race, it does not matter. God made us all different like snowflakes. None of us are the same. Even within the same nationality, no two people are the same. God delights in uniqueness. So everybody, no matter whether you're celebrating Black history with me or in the rest of the world, celebrate your history. No matter what they're saying, you can apply it to your people. Let's celebrate being the God's people because we are one under him, right? All right, we are going to roll. Everybody knows this is a long mix because, again, I need to rest. 35 minutes. But we're going to get up and give God some Holy Ghost praise. Everybody, listen for the message in the mix. And let's get on with the gratitude. Happy anniversary, JHOM. And from the volunteers and the board of directors, we love all of you out there in earshot. Thank you for allowing us to do this for so long. All right, let's get up and give God some praise.
Dance break with Chicago's very own Sister Poochie. Mixing it up at jhom.org. Go, Pastor!
Pastor! I made your instinct.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident. That all men are created equal. I, poor little children, will one day live in a nation where they will. I have a dream today. We will be able to speed up that day when all of us children, black men and white men, and Gentiles, Protestants, and Catholics will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Nick.
Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old people spiritual.
It's Sister Poochie.
Yeah. donkey. Protest here, they do their own knowledge as they have for nothing. South Africa, they do their own. Them live sorrow, tears and blood.
Still, I'm not. We'll be right back. things I was bound to do. Keep my head to the sky for the clouds to tell me why. As I grew and went straight, past the cabin inside. And he said,
everybody, let's say it together. Happy 16th anniversary, JHOM. Keep your head to the sky. Be the light of the world. No matter what you're going through, hold on to the hope of the Word of God. It has kept me. It has kept me, and it pushes me through no matter how much pain I'm in, no matter how much distress I'm feeling, no matter what is going on in my life that keeps me down. The Word of God gives me hope, and it can give you hope too. That's what it's there for. If you go to Colossians, the 3rd chapter, 15th to 17th verse, read it. I want you to pray about it. Ask the Holy Spirit for understanding. Ask God for wisdom. He said, if you ask for those two, you'll get them. So you can understand what he's trying to say to us. And it simply says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Since as members of one body, we are called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach it. And encourage one another with all wisdom through psalms and hymns and songs of the Spirit. From the Spirit. Singing to God with gratitude in our hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Giving thanks to God the Father through him. Everybody. We do live and breathe through our Savior. And the last thing we want to remember is Matthew's 5th chapter, the 14th through the 15th verse. And carry this in your heart when it gets dark. Remember, you are the light of the world. And you have to let that light shine. Because the scripture says a city that sits on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket. It will put the light out, You can't see that light. Therefore, put it on a lampstand and give light to all who are in the house. The world is God's house. Don't hide your light. Don't be ashamed of your light. They're going to talk about your light. They're going to hate you for your light. They're going to be jealous of your light. But it's free advertisement for the light. So let them talk. Because that's what God wants them to do. Talk about the light. Everybody, I got to go get some rest. I've given you all I have right now. I don't know when I'm going to broadcast again. I'm going to let God go ahead and lead and guide me. But I wanted to jump on with gratitude and accept and say, I'm so grateful for 16 years. And guess what? That's today. All right, everybody. Peace, love, and blessings. We're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here. There are plenty of shows for you to listen to at jhom.org. There's plenty of videos out there on YouTube. Get into all the 16 years of hard work, blood, sweat, and tears that has been put out there. There's a lot of things out there, and the Word of God does not change. So it still applies. Everybody, let's roll out of here with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Peace. Oh.